Manx Radio's 1 to 3.
We're playing Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man for some of my studio guests. We're going to be talking all about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is about to open at the Gaiety Theatre. It's from the 31st of July through till the 9th of August, and we've got some of the cast in the studio. I'm joined by two Charlies. I've got Joe and Thomas with me, both playing Charlie on different nights. Thomas, that choice of music came from you.
Yep, did.
I mean, I'm intrigued by that. Do you mind saying what age you are?
I'm 15.
Okay, and you chose?
Walk Like a Man from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That is an interesting choice for a 15-year-old. What was it? What is it you love about that, and how did you discover it?
Well, I discovered it from the Jersey Boys at the Gaiety, and got glued to it, I guess, for a few months after that, and then just become one of my favourites.
See, the Gaiety's where magic happens, isn't it? You're also a huge fan of being on the Gaiety stage there, Joe.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So when did you first go on the Gaiety stage?
First time was Oliver last year, and then, well, then I auditioned for this, and then that's...
So how much did you know about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory first? Because there's been several different iterations of it, hasn't there?
Well, I always preferred the books to the movies, so I'd always read them. And then, I suppose I just thought, why not give this a try? I'll... see what happens.
So Roald Dahl fan then?
Well, what was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I am still a Roald Dahl fan and I'm not 15 anymore, I can tell you that right now. His Revolting Rhymes are one of the best things ever written, I have to say. So then both of you getting to play one of the most iconic characters. I mean, what is that like, Thomas? It must be an amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a challenge, but it's very exciting. I can't wait. I think it's going to be great.
And do you, I take it you both put your own little slant on it, do you do it sort of slightly different to each other, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of weird because we're playing...
Definitely play it different, don't we?
Yeah, we're playing the same character and it's recognisable as the same character, but also they're completely different people as well. So that's interesting to watch each other as characters evolve.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting to see each other evolve. I like that. Before I talk to the... I'm not sure I should call you grown-ups or not, but before I talk to the other members of the cast in the studio here, I have to ask, have you eaten a lot of chocolate and candy since you've been doing this?
Well, not yet, although, I don't know.
Looking in the corner of the room, that's like a begging plea there.
You're not allowed to touch. Yeah. Yeah, for the show, don't touch those. So.
That's Ben Heath that you can hear chatting away there. Ben. You're playing the man himself.
The man himself.
The man himself. Mr. Wonka. I mean, what a character to play.
Yeah, not intimidating at all, right? Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been several, obviously. There's been Jean, there's been Johnny, there's been... Is it Timothy Chalamet that just most recently... Yeah. Who are you sort of channeling?
I think there's a bit of everything in there. It's nice going in knowing you're going to annoy at least 2/3 of the audience, right? Because everyone's got their favourites. So I think it's... I mean, I think because it's a musical, I guess it's kind of closer to the original, I would say. But yeah, there's a little bit, hopefully a bit of all of them in there.
Yeah, and we've got Debbie Withers, who's playing Mrs. Gloop. Yeah. How did you end up getting this role?
Just was having a look at the script and thought, do you know what, this is a lot of fun. She sings, I think... the weirdest song in the, you know, well, it's all quite weird, isn't it? It's Roald Dahl.
It's all pretty weird.
So the principal adult numbers are short and sweet, but hilarious. So it's like, why not channel my inner Bavarian, you know?
She is one of the most fun characters, I have to say. And of course, Augustus is just, you know, hilarious in himself. Yeah. So that must be great fun as well. And actually, speaking of the kind of family element, Ben, that's a really lovely thing because within the production... there are various sort of family pairings,
there's
aren't
there?
There's
lots of family pairings, yeah. My daughter is in it. And how many other groups we got? With like six or seven?
Six or seven, yeah.
It's a real... I mean, Taylorian feels like a family anyway, so a lot of people come back every year and work on those different pieces. But yeah, it's nice to kind of like bring different generations in. And the young company is just, you know, outstanding, puts us to shame,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're, you know, they are really incredible and throwing themselves into it. So, yeah, it's nice. Really
and,
good.
You know, that's the thing, isn't it, about something like the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because everyone has a memory of it from somewhere, don't they, Debbie? Yeah. I mean, what's your sort of resounding memory? I take it, are you more of a sort of Gene Wildery
so
Willy Wonka?
I always loved Roald Dahl books, like read all of the books, loved the books. I must admit, I'm controversially, I don't like any of the films, especially Gene Wilder. I find him a bit creepy.
It's definitely creepy.
So my memory is the books, you know. But yeah, I just love Roald Dahl, so it's nice to take that. And it definitely has channeled the Roald Dahl imagination. But it's interesting because you see it in a different light. It's like when you start actually being in it, you see what he was meaning in the books from when I was like 12, 13. And it's quite, yeah, it's quite weird to see it in a different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've got a bit of music running behind you here that you guys can't hear. But, I mean, you mentioned the songs there. There were so many iconic songs from each of the films, to be honest. And obviously that's not part of the books themselves. But, I mean, how many of the songs will we recognise, Ben, in this production?
I think they're all in there. So Pure Imagination and Candyman and Golden Ticket. I mean, I think they're pretty much all in there from the original film. But actually, the score in general is great. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some really lovely kind of original music in there, and also, I mean, we really jump around the genres. There's a bit of everything yep. in there, which is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, we go from yodeling to techno, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And then
yeah,
you've still got the Oompa Loompa song in that pops up every now and again. So yes.
So we said that the adults, the adult songs when they come on and, introduce the kids and everything like that. I mean, they are hilarious. They really are really, yeah. really good, strong. So it's a really, yes, there's kind of the iconic music in there, but as a musical, it's a really well-rounded, nice, lovely piece, actually.
I'm intrigued as well because, visually you are creating something that is so imaginative, but on a theatre stage. I mean, that's got to present some challenges.
Yeah, we're all excited to see what that's going to look like. Yeah. we're in the rehearsal room. We move into the theatre at the weekend. So, that's when everything kind of starts to come together. But, Chris, I think, is creating something that, is probably the first time it's been seen on the Gaiety. So I think it really will be a spectacle.
Yeah.
We've got to all live up to it, right?
So, yeah.
No pressure, guys. No pressure at all. I mean, what are you two most looking forward to? Joe, what are you most looking forward to once you get into the Gaiety? I mean, what do you want to see come to life in there?
It's almost like, I think it's the reactions of the audience really helps elevate the whole mood of the performance, like with gags that you didn't really notice were there or, emotional bits that were hidden or other examples of that.
Very well said. And Thomas, what did your family think when you got this role? Because as we've just been saying, everyone has a link somewhere to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, whether it's the books, whether it's the films, the three different people that play Willy Wonka, we've all got a link. Were your family excited about you taking this on?
Well, yeah, of course we were. We were all, sort of shocked. I don't know if we'd say shocked, like to have a little bit of confidence, but... of course, yeah, very excited. Happy to be a part of it and can't wait to see what it's going to be.
I should say, I mean, this is a terrible joke, but do you feel like you've got the golden ticket?
Well, I guess so.
I mean, it must feel like magic. It really must. Ben, if you were putting a plea out there to people to try and get them to come and see this, I mean, just sell it to them. Not that it really needs it because it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but what are they going to get?
I think it's definitely going to be a spectacle, both visually and, musically. Kelvin, the musical director, is doing an amazing job. It's a huge band. It's a huge sound, actually, which is, surprising, I think, from it. But, I think there's some genuinely, and I know this gets used a lot, but there is genuinely something in it for everybody. On the face of it, it appears like it's going to be a show for young people, but there is a lot of depth and a lot of comedy in it. But like all of those kind of, children's films and children's entertainment really have. There's a lot going in there. So don't be put off thinking it's just going to be, a child show. This is going to be something.
But there's nothing wrong with it being a kid again.
Absolutely,
which I think
not.
This is going to make people feel like that, isn't it, Debbie?
Yeah, it's going to take you back to your childhood, whether, like you say, it is from reading the books or seeing the films. It is, and like Ben said, there are those adult jokes in there as well, just to keep it a bit more, interesting for the adults. But you are just going to sit back and be lost in the craziness of Roald Dahl, especially with Chris, the director. I mean, his ideas for past shows have been out there. I think this is right up his street, and we're all looking forward to getting into the theatre and seeing it, away from the rehearsal room and actually what it's going to be
the
like.
Transformation.
Yeah.
And in the 125th year of the Gaiety, which is just something a bit special as well, isn't it? Well, listen, before we go, Joe and Thomas, I want to know what are your plans then. Do you want to continue doing acting? Is this kind of the thing for you? What about you, Joe?
Well, definitely. I've always enjoyed performing and it's definitely one of my interests. So I think I might try and chase that in the future.
Good for you. What about you then, Thomas?
Well, yeah, I'd love to. I really, really would like to go to drama school, however much of a possibility that's becoming. yeah, it really interests me in the future. I'd really like to be an actor on West End mainly, more than anything. Just think it'll be amazing, yeah.
Well, you think we've got some good people to look ahead to, haven't you? You've got Joe Locke and Sam Barks doing wonderful things.
Yeah.
I mean,
sitting
it is
bar,
definitely...
Yeah,
yeah, it's possible. We'll watch this space and watch these guys. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on from the 31st of July to the 9th of August. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be magical, isn't it, really?
It's
going to be magical. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I now get to play one of my favourite songs of all time, which, Ben, you get to sing.
I do, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it must be a moment for you.
It's great. It is, yeah. It's iconic, to say the least, but yeah, with everything that's going on around it, it should be hopefully something very special.
Well, it is going to be special. It's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be magical. It's going to be brilliant. Get yourselves down there. Thank you so much. This is now Gene Wilder, Pure Imagination.